Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. And don't forget to access this show and other shows at KXORadio.com.
Wow, figure to follow up the perfect intro with the perfect guest introduction. We are joined today by Jessica Martinez. She's a social worker for the Adult Day Out program. And you know, huge resource for the community because, A, we got a lot of old people.
You and I will be old when
B, there's
these days.
Nowhere for them to play.
Will be.
Will be.
Tunk. Yeah. And she meant you and her, not me. I've crossed over. Old people, elders.
Elderly.
Elderly,
adults with
love
disabilities.
Love it. Senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a demographic. Have somewhere to go, particularly people with disabilities, because it's one of the things that really shuts down your life as you age is not being able to get out and do stuff, engage, play, if you will. And Jessica, you are one of the people who helps coordinate this program, and you're here to talk about the impending doom of budget cut. No.
Well, actually, we already passed that. For the past 5 years, we were always on the thin line, whether we were going to be remained open or due to budget cuts, we were going to be totally eliminated as of November 17th.
We're talking to you, so I'm assuming you weren't totally eliminated.
No.
No, that's good.
That's good. That's good.
Unless this was pre-recorded.
No, live.
It's live.
And it's raining today, so.
Okay, there's proof.
So, November 17th. When the state of California wanted to eliminate this program, there was a lawsuit that said it violated the American Disabilities Act. So it went into court in Sacramento, and they decided that it does violate the rights of adults with disability, any type of person with a disability. So they said, okay, we're going to work something out. So the criteria changed, and the name will change. So starting March 1st, we won't be called Adult Day Healthcare. It's going to be called Community-Based Adult Services, which the criteria opened to a more broader population.
It sounded like it, just the way you said it.
The community.
Community, exactly. It's not just going to be based for adults with impaired mobility. It's also going to be for adults 18
and over.
Have
you ever seen me dance, by the way?
No,
I probably meet impaired mobility criteria already.
So, so now it's the criteria open. You just don't have to have a physical impairment.
And it doesn't have to be seniors. You just said it right now, 18 and over.
18 and over. What is considered adults here in the United States.
So who can't go? I mean...
Well, the criteria...
No, 18 and over. Hello?
No, but I mean, you...
Got that trumped.
Well, your dancing is impaired. But.
Yeah, let me get his physician's information, and then maybe his physician can know if can let me know if he qualifies for the program or not. But there are four criterias that automatically makes an individual eligible for the services. One is if they receive MSSP, which is the Multi-Senior Services Program. The second one is if they receive any case management from behavioral health.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Yes, exactly. And what happened was that last year we were getting a lot of referrals from case managers from behavioral health. But unfortunately, those patients didn't qualify for our program because they didn't meet the criteria of having a physical impairment. Mentally, they weren't capable of, being totally independent. So what the state said, they can do things on their own physically.
Right.
So now it's more, the state is looking more on the mental side.
The broader scope of disability.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the third is they have to have 195 hours or more of in-home support services.
Per?
per month.
Okay.
Yeah, per month. Okay. And now I was thinking,
that's,
I was reading,
that's a lot.
That's
by
a
way.
Lot.
That's, yeah. Well, if you really think about it, if there's this, a person with a severe illness and they can't do anything, they're total dependent on somebody. 195 hours is not really a lot. If you
it's
divide
like 8 hour day though, right?
Yeah. Kinda. If you divide that into 30,
a little bit less. Six, seven hour day.
6-7 hour day.
7 days a week, for a month. That's
for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends how.
So, does other criteria or there's another?
There's the other one. It's also the, you know, having a physical disability. Those are the ones that automatically
so
qualify someone
any
for
of
a
those,
program.
One of those four. You don't have to have all four.
Do
you
have one of them?
Just one of them.
Just one of them.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.